Look at the facts. Trump, Putin and fake news, by James Dalton. Look at the facts. When President Donald J. Trump and President Vladimir Putin gave a joint press conference in Helsinki on Monday, 16 July 2018, I listened to it. One fact is, following 32 minutes of reassuring diplomatic language, I was shocked. I'm rarely shocked at political rhetoric, but the words uttered by the translator who was translating Putin's responses shocked me. Following on from discussions on mutual agreement for the USA and Russia to cooperate on international criminal investigations, Putin piped up with a specific example. Business associates have earned over $1.5 billion in Russia. They never paid any taxes, neither in Russia nor in the USA, and yet the money escaped the country, transferred to the USA. They sent a huge amount of money, $400 million, as a contribution to the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Wow! A genuine jaw hits the floor moment. A bombshell. A bombshell of gargantuan proportions in a world obsessed by Russian collusion. How would the world and the mainstream media react to such a pronouncement of a link between international criminals acting in Russia and the finances of the Clinton campaign? Russian collusion indeed. You can watch and listen to what was said here. And the whole world was watching. 2 days later, I am writing this. Why are the media not talking about this $400 million and Clinton and Russians? I suggest the reason is collusion. The mainstream media are fake news, and their collusion as partisan political participants is revealed so clearly in the reporting of this Trump, Putin press conference. But what is fake news? Fake news can be lies, but is not necessarily lies. Fake news can be distraction. Fake news can be avoidance. Fake news can be obfuscation. The biggest fake news tactics are distraction and avoidance. For those are the easiest. Avoidance is shown by the response of the mainstream media outlets to the Trump-Putin meeting and press conference. There are those who understand why these media elites would never want to discuss why Vladimir Putin was talking about $400 million of gangster money being siphoned into the coffers of the Clinton cartel, and as an observational exercise it has been interesting to watch how they responded. Of course they avoided reporting what Putin said. Reporting what presidents say is what is expected of reporters, theoretically. Avoiding what Putin said about the source of Clinton's $400 million payment is what fake news purveyors needed to deal with. And so they did, describing how they personally felt after listening to the press conference. Astonished, disgusted, disgraceful, unacceptable, insulting, impeachable, new low, and so on. As for reporting what was said about the $400 million and the accusation, the assertion made that the Hillary Clinton campaign had been funded by dirty money from Russia, nothing, nada, zilch. Russian collusion indeed. Perhaps there was a time when such a sniff of a story would be to a journalist the proverbial red meat. But now it appears that such a stunning statement by the president of Russia, apparently confirming the fears of US journalists that there was dodgy Russian influence in the US elections, was a piece of kryptonite. For talk about it and analyze it, they have not. Avoidance also extended to Trump's confirmation that what he wanted was the server. Questions relating to the whether the Russians had hacked Clinton's server served as a timely reminder that Hillary Clinton broke the law by keeping and distributing government data, including confidential data, on private servers out with the limits defined by law. Furthermore, she also lied about it on the record. Donald Trump played it with a straight bat and used the opportunity to confirm that he didn't know who had hacked Clinton's server, but that he would like very much to know what had happened to it and what was on it. The press, of course, avoided talking about it and further displayed their Trump derangement syndrome. Fake news don't like to talk about the server. Clinton, Seth Rich, Fusion GP, Uranium One, James Comey, Peter Stzok, Andy McCabe, Lisa Page, John Brennan. So many interesting things, events and people to avoid talking about. Distraction. Fake news by distraction is an alternative when avoidance doesn't quite do the job. And the distraction was provided by Trump himself. For Trump misspoke, and not only that, he admitted it. On Tuesday, 17 July, Donald J. Trump announced that when he had uttered the word would in a sentence, he should have said wouldn't. Really, he did. He corrected himself and in doing so found that this, not $400 million in dirty money from Russia ending up in Hillary Clinton's jumpsuit back pocket, was the red meat to which the modern fake news journalist is attracted. Liar, traitor, impeach him, disgusting, astonishing, etc., etc. The wouldn't not would, would also distract the eye from the disgraceful performance of Peter Stzok in front of Trey Gowdy at the congressional hearing, a creepier individual it being hard to imagine. If you want to witness what drain the swamp means, watch Mr. Stzok interact with Trey Gowdy, both highly paid by the US taxpayer. There are other distractions, of course. The World Cup has gone and the reportedly homophobic Russians, who should have been boycotted, evidently, failed to persecute or hang gays and ran the most successful of World Cup tournaments. Theresa May's betrayal of Brexit needed to take a back seat as Novichok, the most ineffective of deadliest nerve agents, gripped the newsrooms and spin doctors and fought hard with the Thai boys trapped in a cave story for airtime. Discussions of US/UK trade deals and the post-Brexit opportunities failed to garner the attention of journalists when Trump came for his UK visit immediately before his Putin rendezvous, but the MAGA agenda promoted by Trump didn't manage to raise the eyebrows of our journalists, because the much more interesting issue of overpriced inflatable insults to the POTUS being flown over Westminster by a posse of degenerates and freaks is evidently the editorial choice of our media mogul betters. Not only is fake news an insidious phenomenon, it has become pathetic. Two statesmen met in Helsinki on 16 July 2018. They spoke of their responsibilities to their own countries and people. They spoke of their responsibilities to the wider world. The truth, the sad hard truth, is that the political commentariat in the Western world is corrupted to the extent that they would rather see World War III and mass human misery than see Trump succeeding for the US public. The sadder truth is the corrupted journalistic elites actively contribute to the likelihood of war, misery and social breakdown by lying, avoiding, distracting and obfuscating, keeping the truth from the public and the corrupt political elites in power. The truth about Clinton's crimes, her collusion with criminal enterprises throughout the world, Uranium One, the dodgy dossier, this $400 million, the Haiti missing children, the Democrat primary rigging, the illegal server, her rapist husband's activities, and I suspect much, much worse will come to light eventually, and those who are still ensnared by the fake news onslaught will look back and wonder, how was I duped? Fake news is real. As Mark Twain said, allegedly, it is easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. Fake news is the BBC. It is Channel 4, ITV, Sky, The Groundyad, The Times, The Telegraph, The Sun, The Mirror, The Mail, The Express, The Independent. It is the control of what you hear, what you see, what you feel and what you think about. Fake news is the ownership of media and the censorship of the very essence of journalism and journalistic excellence. For if truth is known, if truth seekers and truth tellers have the ear of the public, the house of cards within which our corrupted political elites have constructed their authoritarian enslavement of the people would come crashing down. Where are the journalists and why aren't they asking about the $400 million of dirty Russian money received by the Clinton campaign? In the legacy media, journalism is dead and the questions, let alone the answers, will not be found there. A new generation of journalists are out there as independents, for independent they must be if they possess the attributes of a thirsty truth seeker. They are out there on the internet and they are strengthening and increasing their audience by the day. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans Party for Direct Democracy.